why you should invest a couple of hours of your valuable time? Maybe you have realized that giving orders or driving your coworkers using different key performance indicators, KPIs, does not work particularly well any longer. You have probably already investigated, but not found, a reliable alternative for yourself and your colleagues in the company. A clear and practical work method that could increase the speed of development in your corporation. This book offers you a highly efficient and powerful concept for leading people in a new, modern way. It involves solid strategic work in all teams that is focused on execution while at the same time creating a culture characterized by cooperation, proactivity, and taking responsibility. Does this sound bombastic? Give yourself a couple of hours and follow us through this book. What you get is a credible way of accelerating your own development, as well as your unit's development. We give an alternative that is practical, concrete, and business-driven, far from the usual template for leadership development. We do not recognize ourselves in life coaching, interpersonal relationships, self-awareness, sensitivity training, and such like, or to the standard programs that are rolled out and that are built on widespread charts and analyzes the difficult conversation, team development, conflict management, etc. Our suggestions don't suit people who base their type of leadership training on tests, processes, numbers, targets, and control in order to get people to do what you want them to do. We begin the book with an overview of the increasingly inadequate and conventional leadership schools of thought, which have dominated the business world for the last 100 years. Thereafter, we describe the issues that are becoming more and more important in today and tomorrow's leadership duties. We have dedicated the third part describing a structured work method that is an efficient alternative to the prevalent methods leaders of today are probably forced to use. Finally, we have gathered cases and examples of how the COD alternative has been used in the day-to-day running of companies. The book concludes with a summary of our suggestions. We who are concerned with core development have been deeply involved for decades in many companies' efforts to develop their business. Regardless of country, size of business, or level of globalization, everyone, and we mean everyone, faces an enormous challenge when it comes to implementing the strategic initiatives in every part of the company. The strategic initiatives would, if they were accepted and implemented by the organization, result in massive improvements of operations and thereby their financial result. The qualities of these initiatives or decisions are generally high, regardless whether they have been elaborated by the company itself or with the support of the large strategic management firms. No matter how, the question still remains. How do you make every coworker understand and contribute to the changes that will be necessary? Many leaders do their utmost to solve this question, but without being properly equipped. The work methods that are normally available to management are today completely inadequate, and they often provide counterproductive tools for ambitious and skilled leaders. In these cases, these leaders have looked for support from the large management firms, and the strategy has, after extensive interviews and dwelling into databases, been presented in an extensive report in an impressive PowerPoint presentation. Any questions on how these ideas are supposed to be implemented into day-to-day business are often dismissed by the suit-wearing consultants who say that it is a local issue. The situation, unfortunately, does not become easier if the management or a CEO has developed a strategy, as the implementation will always be there as a large and difficult task. The coworkers' understanding and acceptance is the key to creating the commitment required to start up activities that will make the company reach the strategic goal. Considering the large values at stake, it is surprising how little the companies in general invest in finding more effective ways of using their most important resource, their own staff. This is something they all write about in their formulations on strategy or annual reports. In our work, we have had the honor of participating in thousands of management team meetings or training sessions, and we have been active in a lot of development processes. This experience has given us a clear picture of how leadership, strategy, and culture work together to accelerate development. The companies we have worked with have reached the following results: more than a doubled market share in 2.5 years, accepted global standards in multinational companies, established local strategies with clear activity plans in all countries, a predictable and common leadership style, and a 300% increased profit in 2 years. We are sure that it can be replicated. What do you think that you and your company could achieve if the strategy were accepted and clear to all your coworkers? If all the teams had clear plans for their development, if cooperation were at its optimal level, if there were a focus on solutions to problems instead of blaming them on others, and if the culture were characterized by respect, responsibility, and commitment?